Chapter 3. Stop pressing the same buttons.
I recently heard a woman speaking on television about herself and an associate getting on an elevator. They had been deeply involved in a conversation when the elevator doors opened. They got on the elevator while they continued with their conversation. She said after a few moments, they realized the elevator doors had closed, but they were not going anywhere. She continued explaining that they had either pressed the button on the floor they were on, or they had not pressed the button at all. I could relate to her story because I have on occasion done the same thing, and I would imagine you probably have as well. The woman who was speaking went on to explain that was how most people live their lives. They keep pressing the same buttons. They focus on what they've got instead of what they want. Don't attempt to earn or attract the amount of money you think you can earn. Decide how much you want, and then discipline yourself to think the way you have to think to attract what you want. The famous movie maker, the late Mike Todd, once stated, being broke is a temporary situation. Being poor is a mental state. He was correct. There are wealthy people who lose every cent they have through a series of mistakes in judgment. That does not make them poor. They will have the money back in a short time because of their prosperity consciousness. They know which buttons they have to push. Study the research which has been done on poor people who win lotteries. In a short time, they have nothing left. Money cannot stay with a person who has a poverty consciousness. The flip side of the coin is also true. Money cannot stay away from the person who possesses a prosperity consciousness. The wealthy person has a prosperity consciousness. They understand that there is an infinite source of supply. They are acutely aware of the fact that if they are experiencing a problem with the harvest, if there is not sufficient or more than sufficient harvest to meet all of their needs, they are the cause of the problem. Perhaps they have not properly prepared the land, sown sufficient seeds, or sown seeds in enough fields. They loathe lack and limitation. They demand the abundant, the good life, which is their birthright. And when they experience any less, they take full and complete responsibility for their position. Blame is not part of their way of life. They will not talk about lack because their prosperity consciousness will not permit it. They know they must press the button representing the floor they want. They know that talking about lack is sowing seeds for more of the same. They immediately begin to brainstorm with other individuals who have a prosperity consciousness about other crops they want to harvest in the future and where they should begin sowing. That is what this program is going to inspire you to do as well.